This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden has put Vice President Kamala Harris to lead the White House effort to tackle the migration crisis at the U.S. southern border.
I've asked her, the VP today, because she's the most qualified person to do it, to lead our efforts with Mexico and the Northern Triangle and the countries that help, we're going to need help in stemming the movement of so many folks, stemming the migration to our southern border.
Earlier this week, Vice President Harris was asked if she was going to visit the border.
Not today. But I have before, and I'm sure I will again.
The people of Boulder, Colorado, honored Officer Eric Talley and the shooting victims on Wednesday. As President Biden pushed for tighter gun control measures, Eric Talley's father, Homer, said, "My son would have been deeply offended to know his death would be used to promote gun control," end quote. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
President Biden is gearing up to spend trillions, Tim Berg reports.
President Biden is turning his next legislative priority to a $3 trillion pair of infrastructure bills that put climate change front and center. Biden's priority will be to pour money into new technologies and clean energy hardware with the goal to decarbonize the United States electricity system by 2035. Republican Senator from Louisiana John Kennedy on the Biden administration's next big legislative goal.
Well, I did read where the White House is going to propose an infrastructure bill. And President Biden promised us, by us I mean we Republicans, that he would meet us halfway. So far, President Biden has been a very poor judge of distance. With his stimulus bill, he just rammed it down our throats and the throats of the American people. I hope he doesn't do that with the infrastructure bill. I hope we have input on defining infrastructure first.
USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The Democrat-controlled House passed legislation Wednesday to expand voter participation that had zero Republican support. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says it's about racist America.
We're going to hear that this bill, GASP, Register Americans to Vote, is a Democratic power grab. We're going to hear that it's a federal takeover of our elections. Opponents of voting rights throughout history have always said, leave it to the states. Just leave it to the states to discriminate against African Americans, Latinos, Native Americans, younger Americans in college.
Republican Senator Tom Cotton on Fox says this is about the Democrats' thirst for power.
They want to provide taxpayer funding of elections. They want your tax dollars to go to fund candidates who you oppose, sometimes in the strongest possible terms. They want to mandate the kind of reckless and untested and risky practices that so many states used last year, like mandatory ballot harvesting, where one person can go door to door and pick up thousands of ballots, a practice that is so risky, Shannon, that an entire congressional election was invalidated just 2 years ago, election that Republicans won, by the way. These are the kind of radical proposals that Democrats are hoping to leverage a slender majority and then entrench themselves himself in power forever. The American people oppose this bill, and we will not let it pass in the United States Senate.
I'm Lance Pry, and you are listening to USA Radio News.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It's in the best interests of all America that we get back on track, ladies and gentlemen, that we turn toward a loving God whose principles that we have violated. This is the reason for the chaos we're having right now. Think you not. Don't think that it's because of Joe Biden. It's not any one person. It's a multiple of persons that make up our constitutional republic. When you violate institutions, when you violate foundational principles, let's go back to what the woman shouted out to Benjamin Franklin when they were coming out after putting together, you know, more of the structure of this constitutional republic. And she asked him, well, Mr. Franklin, what kind of government do we have? He says, a democratic republic, if you can keep it. And that has been the admonition ever since. Alex McFarland is with us right now, the author, broadcaster, and educator. Always good to have Dr. McFarland with us. Alex, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, Bill. Thank you so much for having me. And, you know, you're as always, you are so insightful and so thought-provoking. And those cryptic words, if you can keep it.
Right.
I bet you've thought about those for years. I know I have.
Well, and I have, Alex, and especially in light of where this country is right now. But most significantly, it's more than the country. You know, there's one thing about being, you know, so American-centric that we lose sight of the greater goal and mission. And that is God's goal and mission. I mean, after all, there was a reason for America. It was a blessing and much the same foundation and reason for the existence of Israel. It was that God could bless so that the country could be a blessing. And when we have followed that that commandment and that order of God, it has gone well for us. And when we have violated it, we start realizing the consequences. And, of course, then in a modernistic society that says there's no God, they come up with excuses for why we have, you know, shootings happening. We've got suicides going on. We've got open borders. We've got the violation of law and order, some basic endemic issues for any qualified society to exist.
Yeah, yeah. And let me say, I want to come back to your allusion to the purpose of America existing. So let's not lose that thought. But let me just say something about, you know, the shooting happened in Colorado. By the way, I've been in the King's Supers grocery store of Colorado. I've been in so many of those stores because, as you know, my wife and I lived out there for many years while I was working for James Dobson. But no sooner had the shooting happened than, of course, Biden said, well, we have to ban guns. Mm-hmm. And then in another, statement said we'll ban, you know, assault weapons. But, you know, for the left, the answer, whenever there's violence, the answer is always to disarm the citizenry, mm-hmm. which, of course, is a violation of the First Amendment. Now, at the Ninth Circuit Court, I'm sure you...
The Second Amendment, you mean. Violation of the Second Amendment. Right.
Yeah, Second Amendment. You're right. Sorry. But the Ninth Circuit, the notoriously liberal Ninth Circuit yesterday said there is no constitutional right to open or conceal carry. Did you see that?
Yes, I did.
So, and certainly the Second Amendment's use of the word bear, B-E-A-R, to keep and bear arms, that would definitely mean carry. Mm-hmm. But notice for the left, the answer is always to say ban weapons. It's never to say, by the way, our entire country was predicated on the Judeo-Christian worldview. The sixth commandment, thou shalt not murder, and the declaration, in fact, guarantees the right to life. So, I mean, Bill, wouldn't it be refreshing if President Biden or major leaders would come on the media and say, look, we're a nation adrift. We must pray to God, and let's just tell our kids and everybody there is a moral code. We're all accountable to the moral lawgiver, and one of those core moral precepts is thou shalt not murder.
Right.
So,
I agree with your premise here, what you're saying, and in fact, we got a little bit of that under Donald Trump. Donald Trump brought the nation together. He said there was a call for prayer. I thought, wow, okay, this is shades and memories of what we read about in the nation of Nineveh, where even the leadership responded with repentance and thought, well, this could be the time. But much like 9/11, it came, it went, we missed the opportunity, just like some Jews missed their appointed time when Jesus was on that donkey in Jerusalem, you know, coming into the city, right?
Exactly. You're so right. Yeah, I was so encouraged when President Trump would urge people to pray. And I don't know if anybody watched there. Every Christmas morning, President Trump and Melania would, on Christmas morning, put out about a 4 to 5 minute, you know, short video. Mm-hmm. And they were just, I mean, they would almost bring you to tears. They were so Christocentric and so godly. But, you know, you were talking about the purpose of America. There was a geography textbook that was in public schools from the late 19th century up until the 50s. And I've done some research on this, and in many school systems, this was used up until the late 1970s. But it was a geography textbook called Comparative Physical Geography by an author named Arnold Guyot. G-U-Y-O-T. Mm-hmm. Bill, have you ever heard of that book?
Yes, I have heard of this book, and I'm writing it down again because I need to address it again.
Well, in the introduction to, and I bring this up, this random, nearly forgotten, out of print public school textbook. I bring this up because Guyot, in the introduction, talked about the purpose of America. Now remember, this was a public school textbook. And he basically says this is near verbatim. He says, why is it next to the birthday of the Savior, December 25th, mm-hmm. our second most venerated holiday is July 4th, the birthday of the nation? Is mm-hmm. it not because the birth of America forms a leading link in the gospel dispensation?
Wow.
Now, what
wow.
he was saying was, and again, a public school geography textbook. He was saying that a big part of the impetus for the creation of this country was to participate in the furthering of the Great Commission. And it was understood. I mean, you know, I could quote Harry Truman. I could quote Chief Justice Earl Warren in a Time magazine interview of 1954. It was understood that America was not merely some economic exercise, but it was an intentionally, biblically moral nation where people could live and freely believe or not. However, the majority belief was Christianity, and the founders intended it to remain so. so that we could be in a covenant with God.
Exactly.
To take his name to the world.
What a vision. What a vision and revelation that they were sensitive to. Dr. Alex McFarland is with us. We've got more after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly, right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. Again, that's 800-399-3706. Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Foundational principles to this Democratic Republic, ladies and gentlemen. These are the things we need to turn back to. This is what repentance is all about. When you realize you've made the wrong turn, you turn the other way. And in this particular case, turn toward the voice of God and his admonition. And the thing that is so overwhelming about this, and I've been thinking about this more and more, maybe because it's the Easter season, we're the Lenten season, and we will celebrate Palm Sunday and remember how God had orchestrated this event. And this was why it was so critical. And what happened, and you've heard me talk of in regard to moments in time. Sometimes there are specific moments that are more critical than others that require a definitive decision, a decision that sometimes comes out of yourself, that is revelatory, as I say, comes from the throne room of God, that you know that in and of yourself there's no way you would have made that choice. But that's what faced the Jews and the leadership at that time when Jesus was on that donkey. And this was something that was prophesied. And again, in the manner of God, it wasn't willy-nilly. It wasn't theoretical. It was exact. Everything about that moment in time was specific and exact. And we live our lives in the same way. And this is why I, as much as would count on me, I encourage you and encourage myself that we would be incredibly sensitive, as Dr. McFarland said, that we would be Christian-centric, you know, which means that our hearts are so enjoined to God in such a way that we would be perfectly aligned and in step with His purpose as He continues to order our steps and we yield to that. Alex, boy, I'll tell you, you know, this season that we're in right now, this Lenten season, this is all a preamble of things to come. The ultimate one world government. I mean, we see our secular governments coming together and powers heading to this one world government. But God's one world government will ultimately be achieved, and it will not be a theoretical experience. It is something that is typical of God. It will be specific and exact, right?
Exactly. I mean, there is coming a day when the Bible says that Jesus will rule. He will rule and reign, and of His kingdom there will be no end. You know, you're talking about Palm Sunday, and, you know, this is in the Old Testament prophecies of Zechariah. You can read Zechariah 9 and Zechariah 13, and it talks about Israel's king comes riding on a donkey, and Jesus came in peace to be our Savior. He will return as a victorious conquering king. When Christ comes back, it will not be on a donkey, but on a white horse.
Exactly.
Let me just say this. Israel was and is a covenant nation with God. And they had, like you said, this critical moment, this decision point, and the Messiah came, and the vast majority of the people missed it. And they said, crucify Him. You know, Bill, it just breaks my heart when I read, you know, when Jesus is there and they cried out, His blood be upon us and on our children.
That's
terrible.
Wow.
Vow.
Yes,
but
exactly.
America is at a critical moment. We too were a covenant nation. I would say our present tense verb. What's so interesting about America is that if you read so many of the founders' writings, and one of the most quoted thinkers that influenced the founders was the philosopher John Locke. And John Locke, in his Treatise on Practical Government, quotes the Bible 1,500 times. And the mindset of the founders was almost like this. Okay, Israel was a covenant nation. We know Israel is Israel, but let's see if those promises could work for us. While God initiated the covenant with Abraham, Genesis 12:2, let's see if, for once, a nation can be built where we initiate the covenant on our end.
Mm-hmm.
And we come together, you know, from the pilgrims to the colonists, you know, having transported here for the advancement of the Christian faith. And, I mean, one of my favorite authors is a twice Pulitzer-nominated historian and sociologist, Rodney Stark. And he talks about the fact that, I mean, really, in two centuries, we settled the North American continent from sea to shining sea, invented air conditioning, the airplane, discovered penicillin, put together, great infrastructure. We had technological advancements from the telephone to the television. we bettered the human condition. Plus, you know, people could come here as indigent migrants and within a decade or less be wealthy through entrepreneurialism and business. And, you know, I remember reading a testimony by Desi Arnaz, you know, Lucy and Desi.
Yes.
And he talked about how he and his dad were in Cuba cleaning chicken cages for 7 cents a day. And he said, in the space of about 5 years, they came to America, and he was producing TV and was on the Ed Sullivan Show.
Exactly.
And Desi Arnaz said he thanked God, he prayed for America, because he said natural-born Americans can't get their mind around this. I'm in Cuba cleaning chicken cages for 7 cents a day. In under a decade, I'm living in New York and L.A., owning a studio, and on the Ed Sullivan Show. He said, you don't get that anywhere else but in America.
Amen. Amen. And this is it goes back to the, because of the covenant relationship. And that covenant relationship never ends. Because even in the midst of all the disorder and chaos and America turning its back on God, the Father is still there, and he tells us, Alex, the deal is still on. So, and he's pursuing us. His peace continues to pursue us, as Jonathan Cahn puts it, which I think is just so beautiful that, you know, when the Jewish people and the culture, when they talk of God's peace, it is a never-ending funnel of just, you know, goodwill flowing from the Father that is, you know, beyond capacity. It's not like as if, hey, if Alex jumps in the way and takes more than he's supposed to, that somehow I'm cheated out. It doesn't work that way. You know, and but more importantly, I want people to understand that God is a forgiving God, and that he is waiting for this country to turn back to him. Now, will it happen before? Will we get a Nineveh moment and maybe have a revival? Charles Finney says revivals happen when they're most needed. I look at this country and I go, wow, I don't know how much more needed we need to get. But it's God's plan, so much so that even Jesus said, I don't know myself. The angels don't know when God will determine the end and matter of things. But they are coming, and they will happen. But barring that schedule and that appointed time, Alex, we have an opportunity to turn back to God and to live according to his plan and purposes, and to realize stories like you know, like Desi Arnaz and how many other immigrants who have come to
all
the country
that
say the same thing, that say, only in America, and that's what I often find myself saying, Alex, is that only in America can this be realized, and yet there is that effort by progressives to destroy the very thing that has been the provider of, and like you say, the Great Commission and what we have done in ministry and missions overseas and how we've served the world. It's amazing.
Amen. Hey, pray for America. Bill, it's always a blessing. I appreciate you so much.
Hey, thank you. Pray for America. Pray for our leadership, ladies and gentlemen. Look, it is the Easter season, and my prayer for you is that God's face would shine upon you in such a way that you would get a grasp of true revelation for this season and this time, this appointed time. Dr. Alex McFarland, author, broadcaster, and educator, has been our guest. Alex, appreciate it. God bless you.
God bless you, my friend.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden has put Vice President Kamala Harris to lead the White House effort to tackle the migration crisis at the U.S. southern border.
I've asked her, the VP today, because she's the most qualified person to do it, to lead our efforts with Mexico and the Northern Triangle and the countries we're going to need help in stemming the movement of so many folks, stemming the migration to our southern border.
Earlier this week, Vice President Harris was asked if she was going to visit the border.
Not today. But I have before, and I'm sure I will again.
The people of Boulder, Colorado, honored Officer Eric Talley and the shooting victims on Wednesday. As President Biden pushed for tighter gun control measures, Eric Talley's father, Homer, said, "My son would have been deeply offended to know his death would be used to promote gun control." End quote. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Spirit of Don't Tread on Me Alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. Rough week for President Biden. Tough week in review. Stumbles, bumbles, and, you know, in case you had any doubts, President Harris is no longer the vice president. She's the president, as attributed by none other than Joe Biden himself. So what can we tell you? Dr. Wilfred Riley joins us now. It's great to have the political science professor from Kentucky with us in between watching all the March Madness games and everything else. Wilfred, pretty good weekend, all things considered.
Yeah, it was an enjoyable one. I will say my Fighting Illini were out in the second round, which kind of surprised me. They were beaten by Loyola. Mm. So less exciting than I expected. Kentucky didn't even make the tournament, but yes. Definitely a good week full of ball.
Exactly. So, it still continues, and there was some notable upsets, and that's always fun. This is what we love about. For me, I grew up playing basketball. If I'd have been anywhere close to 6 foot, I would have died trying to get into the NBA. Let me tell you, just between you and me. But so I particularly love March Madness and missed it last year. But I love the heart of these players. I mean, these young, they're just out there, they're playing their hearts out, and you get these upsets that come in, which is really tough for some of these teams that think, okay, we're a one or two, we should just walk in there, and then all of a sudden they meet up with a 16 that wants it more than they do, in surprise.
Yeah, and you definitely saw some of that. I mean, you can almost make religious jokes about Loyola, Oral Roberts, some of the teams that took out the big players, but yeah, you can never sleep. And generally, I mean, as you know, the 14 or 15 is going to be an underseeded champion of a smaller conference that's not bad, like the Patriot League. And they're going to be really looking to knock off the, fourth best team in the ACC. Like, who are you guys? Mm. I mean, there are plenty of conferences that have 16 teams that get one bid even now.
Right, exactly. Well, hey, what is this big announcement? Teen Vogue? You're hired as the editor, really?
No, that was a joke. I mean, as you know, Teen Vogue, and I obviously do that, but Teen Vogue recently had a whole flurry of woke virtue signaling where their executive editor, who is a black left-wing, I think bi woman, 12 years ago, there's no reason to even exaggerate or stretch this, when she was 17, had said something mildly racist about her Asian college TA, they're called. And I made a couple jokes on Twitter, and someone had, and obviously this is done intentionally, we've both been in business, I mean, someone had gone back and found this and said, well, you can't have this racist as the editor of Teen Vogue. Teen Vogue, by the way, is a very woke publication that you shouldn't buy for your kids, that regularly runs articles on things like anal sex and how to transition your gender. It's no longer Girls' Beauty Tips. But anyway, so the first editor was out. Then the person that exposed her, I believe, like their EE, the term would be executive editor, who's also like a Filipina, I believe, bisexual sort of social urban person, she turned out to have said the N-word on Twitter 8 or 9 years ago. It was, you know, the equivalent of saying, hey, buddy, you owe me a hug, but with the N-word used as high school and college kids often do. So she now says that she violated their zero-tolerance racist language policy. She's out, and it looks like they might lose another one. So I was just making fun of this. I mean, I have a background in the publication. I said I'd been named the executive editor of Teen Vogue. People started congratulating me on Twitter and so on. I'm not.
He started. You went viral as the new editor of Teen Vogue. You know, is there anything I need to tell them? Oh Lord, where do we start?
Well, but the funniest thing was people who are mostly like bro-y guys who follow me on Twitter started chipping in, like tell them kids shouldn't have sex and tell them they're two genders and all this other stuff. A lot of which they could use.
Yeah, I mean, hey, we need some serious adjustment, psychological adjustment in our culture. If not, well, where does this end up? I mean, we're just, you know, with all these theories flying around, we've abandoned common sense and truth and reality, and we're like chasing our tails here right now, wondering why we're so confused.
Yeah, I mean, I think that where you wind up eventually without some kind of scientific or religious or generally ethical stabilizer in society is pretty much ancient Rome. And again, I think America is going to make it. I think we're going to be here in 200 years. But that obviously is a risk. I mean, even when you talk about the main magazine targeted at teenage girls running articles on sexual positions and hard drug use, the editor is 28. I mean, That's not necessarily a good thing in any traditional sense of that word. So, yeah, I mean, it's something to monitor. If you don't believe in anything, you'll be very prone to any fad or fashion or whatever that seems fun at the time. And that can take you almost any place.
What is it? Are we like, I mean, and I've seen this trend for a number of years, but it just, we're at this point where, you know, our society is so oversexed. We've got so much stuff going on. You can't even watch a Grammys presentation with things degenerating to such a degree. We've got a situation in Atlanta where Asian massage parlors are targeted. And, you know, and they're trying to make this into, you know, anti, because this is the new buzzword right now, is the anti-Asian movement. And so let's focus on that. And then meanwhile, the guy's going, no, it wasn't about me hating Asians. It's just I wanted sex, and I'm dealing with this conflict. Well, welcome to the world of you know what we deal with is that look at there's you know times to, you know in terms of having an appropriate relationship with somebody as opposed to getting yourself so frustrated that you go around and kill people that happen to be Asian, and now the media wants to run with it and say, oh, this is all because of what Trump did.
Yeah, I mean, so first of all, with the Asian, this wave of anti-Asian crimes, there's no connection between that and the former President Trump at all. I'm actually prepping a journal article, it's called Pretty Major Article on this, and I mean, if you look at sort of the 100 best known cases of this, I mean, the majority of the attackers, more than 60 so far, have been black. You've got some northern non-racist white guys. You've got some Spanish guys, some Hispanic guys. I mean, maybe three or four of these people seem to me to have been classic form white bigots. So what you actually have is a rise in crime after COVID-19, and the groups that unfortunately have a fairly high crime rate right now, whether that's white city kids, African Americans, so on, are targeting Asians, who tend to be a high income demographic. The spin of this is white supremacy is really just more of that U.S. media saying something that's almost unbelievable. The deeper question that you asked, though. So I'm pro-sex. I mean, I don't think there's anything that's wrong for a couple to do in any kind of stable relationship, so on. But the issue right now isn't sex so much, people loving their girlfriends, this kind of thing. It's their wives. It's sort of the presentation to people that aren't in any kind of stable relationship of this sort of hyper-exaggerated sexuality. Like the chorus of that song, WAP, that was performed at the Grammys, is you need a bucket and a mop.
Yeah.
That's not really typical if everybody's healthy. You know, and it's just this sort of thing. I mean, yeah, the massage parlors, after some relaxations during the Obama era, are back to selling sex again. I mean, that's advertised in most major cities. So it's not that it's sexuality that's making people, quote-unquote, act up. It's that it's the marketing of really hardcore, basically prostitution. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you look at OnlyFans and these kind of sexual services, I mean, you're essentially signing up and paying someone money to have private sexual conversations with you, so on. And a lot of that replaces actual intimacy with humans. Mm-hmm. It lessens, but if you look at sort of Gen Z, like frequency of lovemaking, quote-unquote, likelihood of having a girlfriend, so on, this is the lowest it's been in 15 years. And a lot of people are replacing that with porn, with social content that's almost that extreme, with OnlyFans where someone will pretend to be your partner. And I don't really think that is healthy in any sense.
Exactly. I would agree with you. I mean, the road that we're on, and that's the key word. It's not healthy. And we have seen an increasing number of people, particularly males, especially frustrated and acting out. So this isn't the first time what we heard about what happened in Atlanta. This has been going on. The thing that I get concerned about, and I know you've been noting as well, is that, the media wants to present it in a racist narrative that just doesn't seem to be there, Will.
Yeah, I mean, there's a great meme showing a family, a black family, I believe, in the meme, but trying to stuff an entire mattress into a small SUV. And the labeling on the meme, when you see it online, is like the media, the mattress is labeled any crime, and then there's a guy standing by saying, is this white supremacy? And that's definitely,
we've got to go to break.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, it seems whether we're talking about COVID, you know, the crisis at the border, kind of the non-crisis that the Biden team would want us to believe that isn't really happening down there, but yet they're moving and they got... Even they got FEMA involved. It's just bizarre what they're trying to do. But you know, our minds are being twisted here with different narratives and things that you know, the powers to be want us to believe. And we're talking with Dr. Wilfred Riley here, and particularly the hate crimes issue. And according to Human Events reports here, Will, they're reporting of increasing hate crimes against Asians. They say leans on narratives instead of numbers. I tell you, whether it's COVID, you know, whether it's a crisis at the border, I mean, however you can form fit your narrative and your expected end, it justifies it, I guess. And there's no, it seems to me there's not a reliant way for us to know the information that we're getting is credible.
Yeah, well, I do think that there's a way to know what information is real, and that is to seek out the numbers. I mean, I assume most listeners to a show like yours would be able to find the Bureau of Justice Crime Report or Google FBI crime data. Like, that stuff is out there from,
yes,
you know, good law enforcement agencies that aren't playing with the numbers. But the important point there is that, yes, the media absolutely can take virtually anything and spin that into a narrative. So, I mean, for the past couple of years, we've seen this narrative of cops and white men are murdering black men, you know, Trayvon Martin, so on down the line, Jacob Blake, who was an accused rapist who was wielding a knife. But at any rate, but it would be just as easy to spin that in reverse and say, you know, black men are murdering white men and bring up, you know, a series of horrific cases that we don't talk much about. And in reality, neither is the prevalent story in the country. The person most likely to kill you is your ex-wife. So the media can take pretty much anything and make us afraid of that. And this goes back to the Jaws era. And, yeah, right now, there has been an upsurge in crime against Asians. But there's been an upsurge in crime against everybody. This was the COVID year. This was the year of the political riots, mostly on the left. We had 20,000 homicides last year. So the questions really are, I mean, were most of these hate crimes? Were there more crime against Asians than against whites or blacks? And so on down the line. And when you see any of that stuff presented in a major venue like CNN, yeah, ask those questions, because often there's no there there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, well, the thing that I get concerned about, you know, particularly with the reporting on, you know, alleged Asian hate crime, and the numbers aren't backing it, but even from the very beginning was like, are we scratching an itch that's not there?
Yeah, I mean, the majority of crime in the United States, if you look at, you know, black Americans, working poor white Americans, young men, is not committed against Asian Americans. Now, there is an interesting pattern of crime against Asians. Like, I read that crime report I mentioned the other day. Mm-hmm. For most groups, like 62% of all attacks on whites in 2019 were by whites. For blacks, it was, for us, a 71%. Like, whites, in fact, almost never attack black Americans. But for Asians, it was a little different. I mean, so 28% of the attacks on Asians were from black Americans. 26% were from white Americans. 24% combined were from Hispanic and other Americans, which I guess would be Native, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And only a little over 20% of the attacks on Asians were by Asians. So Asian Americans tend to be kind of that classically hardworking immigrant group, run small businesses. I mean, they're not really out there robbing people. And whether it's quote-unquote brothers or rednecks or whatever, there is some targeting of Asians. But, I mean, the presentation of that that's in the media right now outside of conservative media is sort of these are hate incidents and this is inspired by President Trump. There's no real evidence of that. Again, the slight majority of the attackers are black. So, I mean, we should protect everybody, enforce the law. But the narrative's off.
Exactly. Right. Well, and I agree with you, because this is the whole point of this stuff, is that, you know, in trying to say that it's COVID related, and I'm not getting that connection. And this is what's being inferred by the mainstream media, is that this, you know, this COVID connection, the Kung Fu virus and all that. And of course, we got to bring Trump in, because, you know, when you've had 4 years of, you know, always leaning on, you know, the Trump card, so to speak, to play it, it's kind of hard to put it away, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, the media talks about Trump like an ex-girlfriend. Like, if you listen to Brian Stelter and some of these guys, it's like, remember the thing he used to say to us? Like, they're remembering these debates. Jim Acosta's brought transcripts to his show. I mean, so, yeah, I think the media is having a hard time adjusting to the absence of Trump. And there are hard financial reasons for that. I mean, even Fox is down 6%. But if you look at, like, Rachel Maddow's views on MSNBC, they're down at least 53%.
Right,
and
exactly.
Those were the sort of shows that spent not months but years arguing nonsensically that the president was a Russian spy. I don't even know if Trump speaks Russian. You know, that his kids were meeting with the Russians, turned out to be one meeting about adopting babies. Just on and on and on. So the more you can spin something as, well, maybe this has to do with Trump's comments, then probably the more views you're going to get. Again, the reality is, if you look at the groups, African-Americans, urban Caucasians, mostly in the North or the West Coast, that are committing these anti-Asian attacks, I mean, you probably don't have a lot of Trump voters among them. Mm-hmm. There's no evidence that Trump specifically, as versus, even if there is an increase, that Trump as versus the conversations on Twitter or South Park or 100 other sources about coronavirus have reminded people that coronavirus came from China. I think most people know coronavirus came from China, and the joking name for it is the China virus.
Right, exactly. Well, and the thing is that, and you were in an extensive meeting on Friday, dealing with COVID, and, what I am reading is that, you know, America's just, they're about had it. With this whole COVID, they're COVID weary, and the president coming on and saying, "Hey, you know, if you're real good, maybe by 4th of July we'll let you have a hot dog with your family members on your 4th of July picnic." Are you kidding me? I mean, it was like, you know, that landed like a lead balloon.
Yeah, I think the elephant in the room is that living in a fairly big city in a red state, probably the majority of people have been ignoring these COVID regulations for 7 or 8 months. I'm not endorsing that or mocking it. Of course, you wear a mask indoors around seniors, you know. But in terms of, are people not going to restaurants so that small businesses will fail, so on? I mean, no, people are not paying particularly much attention to that. And I think that the behavior of the Biden administration is kind of exacerbating that, because there's a big element of performance to this. Rand Paul had a great exchange with Dr. Fauci where, like, both men made points, but Paul won. And where at one point he asked, you know, "Dr. Fauci, you're vaccinated. You're the top doctor. You're vaccinated against every strain. But you're wearing two masks. Why?" And that's a very valid question. People aren't going to take this painful vaccine, wait for 3 weeks, and then wear three masks to walk around. That's not going to happen.
Mm. Exactly. Well, and what are we told? We were told that if we once we had the vaccine, we'd be on the other side. I mean, this has just been, you know, the goalposts have continued to move in the last, you know, 12, 14 months. And people are like fed up with this, just saying, OK, enough already. You know, it's time to get back to normal. You can't have our kids out of school for an entire year. And on top of that, we've got a government that thinks they're the answer. And they're not happy with the retardation process of our kids and not going to school. Now they're retarding the labor force. You know, I was talking with another businessman the other day. He can't hire people. They go, hey, we're making more money staying at home. You don't realize what you're doing in terms of your brain activity and brain matter. You're retarding yourself by just staying at home, not working. I mean, your blade is going to be so dull that when it comes time for you to get back to work again, what use are you going to be, you know, even to your former employer?
Yeah, one of the things that, and I speak as a proud nerd myself, although also an athlete, but one of the things that's going on here is this sort of revenge of the nerds element where a lot of people don't like their job. A lot of people, especially in kind of lower ranking white collar roles, feel bullied when they go to the sales floor, trading floor, advertising office. And a lot of people are lobbying not to have to go back to some extent. I think that's one of the elephants in the room here. Mm-hmm. I think that the politicians want to use COVID to push through a whole bunch of things. One quick line, Biden created a new welfare program. If you look at that the child tax credit has basically been made a cash payment again. This is what AFDC welfare used to be.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's $400 per kid per month. So the argument is, well, when COVID's over, we're going to take this money back. We're not going to reinstitute welfare. But the question is, when will COVID be over? Like, I don't see that being brought to heel for at least 2 years in terms of how long people will be getting these payments. And then it will be, we can't return mothers to child poverty. So that's the argument on the political side. For a lot of the people in the workforce, I think many very influential people, again, sort of young reporters who get shouted at by the edit desk, don't want to go back. People are enjoying working from home where you can cook or hook up as you feel inclined.
Right.
And so that's really leading into this. In terms of the actual risks of COVID, if you had the vaccine, if you could very easily go to the office.
Yes. And even if you haven't had the vaccine, and if you're in that age group and demographic where the numbers are so low, I mean, what are you afraid of? But we've been conditioned, and the fear level has gotten to be, you know, so crazy that a woman going to a bank not wearing a mask is tackled and handcuffed.
I think that fear is very useful. I think it was either Rahm Emanuel or Jesse Jackson who said, never let a good crisis go to waste.
Yeah,
most recently.
Rahm.
That probably goes back to Caesar. But, I mean, the idea here is if you want to do things that would otherwise be impossible, if you want to implement the universal basic income or you want to restore welfare, do anything at that level, national health care, the crisis can't just stop.
Right.
The reality is we were close to herd immunity before the vaccine in all probability.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, you bring up a good point there, but you're exactly right. I think that once you got to be careful when you open up Pandora's box. We always know that there's, you know, those unexpected, unplanned for consequences that come in. And I think that, boy, you know, we're going to have this conversation a year from now, Will, and we're going to go, who would have thought it was going to get this bad? He's a political science professor at Kentucky State University, author of Taboo, 10 Facts You Can't Talk About, Dr. Wilford Riley. Thanks, Will. Take care.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase.